Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
This episode of the H3 Podcast is brought to you by Casper, the online premium retailer of mattresses for the fraction of a price. Get $50 off any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/H3Podcast and enter promo code H3Podcast. Let's jump right in. Welcome back to another episode of the H3 Podcast. We are here with the legend, the supervillain, the fucking villain of YouTube. You know him. You might love him, you might hate him, but you know him for sure. His name is Killer Keemstar.
What's up? Thanks for having me.
What up?
What's up?
I'm actually really happy you're here. I've never met you in person, but it's nice to finally see you and be able to touch you and give you a squeeze.
How was the experience?
I was disappointed. No, it's cool, man. It's nice to see you as a human being and not a fucking living meme. You know what I mean?
Right, like your shirt?
Yeah, I was going to say... We thought, what better way to honor you than dressing up like Scarce?
It was so offensive.
How did it make you feel, dude?
It makes me not feel welcomed, I must say. But I'm good.
Well, my next question is, I happen to have an extra large.
No.
Extra large Scarce, an extra one we got.
I'm rocking Biggie Smalls, like, come on. You got to respect Biggie.
How much to get you in this Scarce shirt? Name a price, dude.
$10,000.
$10,000? What the fuck?
$10,000, I would.
Oh, my God.
How about $100?
No.
$100 cash. All right, I'll come back to that. Fuck. All right, Sean.
Sorry, Scarce.
So do I take it off now?
No, you got to leave it on the whole show. Sean, you can return this, right? You have the receipt? Okay, good. So I guess my first question for you, let's jump right in. You're probably, just to be objectively, the most hated person on YouTube.
The most hated? There's Nicole Arbour, there's Sam Pepper. Come on, there's got to be a few more that rank higher.
You're up there. Top three hated people on YouTube or on the internet in general. Do you think people's perception of you match reality? Like, how does it make you feel being top three hated people on fucking YouTube?
I think part of my niche is to be the asshole or be the villain. I think that's part of my persona. I think that's part of the reason why I am successful.
You play it up.
Yeah.
You're not as evil as you look, because you almost, like, you look like fucking Jafar from Aladdin, dude. Like, you trimmed the fucking beard in this evil-ass looking way.
I think I got a really good cut right now.
Yeah, it looks fresh as fuck, I gotta say. But that is a fucking brutal beard. I mean, when did you grow that beard? Is that part of the persona?
Yeah, I went bald. Probably my mid-20s, right? And I used to style my hair a lot, like back in high school and the clubbing days and all that.
I seen a picture of you in high school. I want to roll it right now with the hair, with the bangs, the gel bangs. That's fucking
I used to spend time on my hair, but now that I don't have head hair, it's like I got to have something to style up.
So it falls out your fucking head and grows out your face. Yeah. I mean, that's the story of a lot of bald people, I'd say.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a bitter tale. What is it like being bald? Because I'm fortunate to have a full head of hair, but I know that people balding is a very personal experience. I don't mean to sound like a dick. I'm genuinely curious. There's like a whole episode about Curb about how he's going bald, and people who aren't bald don't understand.
Right.
What is that like, dude?
It sucks because you you're instantly like way much older than you actually are, right? You know, so. I think the main thing is if you do start balding, because there's a lot of people out there that are balding, shave it down. Don't
just fucking get
just
rid of it.
Yeah.
Give up.
Just get rid of it. Give up. Don't try to get the Fousey tube tattoo or whatever the hell that is.
That is a fucking tattoo.
Yeah, he got a tattoo. Like don't do. And then he got a toupee recently.
No way.
Yeah, you didn't see this.
No.
You
don't
know
about
what?
This?
He actually walk around in a toupee?
Yeah, but it's not a secret. Like, he said, look, you know, I'm balding and I'm going to get this toupee. And, like, he
That's
had some
crazy.
Barber put it on and it looked legit.
We were gone for 2 weeks. I feel like we missed
everything.
So much.
Just walked around with a toupee. What the fuck?
Jesse Wellens went on his Instagram and was like, Tupac a YouTube, more like the toupee of YouTube.
Got him. Fucking wrecked.
It was good.
That's funny because there's also an episode about Seinfeld where George gets a toupee modeled after Larry David. Would you ever consider wearing a toupee now that you've seen how good he can rock it?
I think just, you know, it's a joke, right? There's no going back, right?
You cannot walk around with a toupee and be like, this is just who I am.
I'll tell you what, when I was memeing,
it's like a push-up bra.
Yeah.
It's like right. You get home with the girl and your hair falls off. She's like, who the fuck am I in bed with?
Right. When I was memeing Leafy and I had the emo wig, like, I started falling in love with that hair, that wig. I was like, man, I want to go out like this.
That shit was funny.
You've done some funny shit online. I think besides being an evil drama monger, you actually do some funny shit. I think that's why a lot of people are torn and they don't know how to feel about you. Because everyone I talk to is like, I hate Keem. He's a fucking piece of shit. But he's hilarious. He's super entertaining. And I love him for that. And I can say the same for myself. Like, you've caused a lot of fucking grief in my life. Like, fuck you.
That's not true, viewers. Don't listen to
him. That is fucking demonstrably true. Ela, what do you have to say about that? How did you get into roasting and shit talking? Like, I feel like that is so ingrained into your personality.
I was never planning to do YouTube, right? I worked in an attorney's office. I did collections, legal collections.
Holy shit. You must have been fucking brutal at that. I could just imagine your fucking demon ass. He was collecting money from broke ass people in debt.
People that had like judgments against them. I would find them and get them on the phone. And
did you break them down? Like, just would you go in on them?
Yeah, I was really successful at it. I was really, really good. Number one in the office. And
what's your technique? I'm curious about that. You get some old lady on the phone. She's broke. God. Her life is fucked. She's like, man, I can't. I got to pay the doctor. It's between paying the doctor and paying my bills.
How many kids do you have? What do your kids do? Figure out which one's the doctor or the lawyer. Get them on the phone. Look, we got a judgment here for granny, you know? Like, it was a shitty job, you know? It was a shitty job, but you had to leave your heart at the door. So I learned business and I learned, you know, being a tough guy through that. And I was always a bit of a fighter and trash talker, if you will, in high school. And one night I was drunk at the bar. I was just celebrating because we got this like giant bonus check at work for thousands of dollars. And I came home and I got on Halo and I was just talking crazy smack. I was saying some ridiculous shit. Somebody recorded me in the game and put it up on YouTube. Now, I didn't know that there was a thing. I didn't know that there was video games on YouTube and people filmed this.
Somebody on the other side filmed you shit talking.
Right. Okay. Right. And I had no idea.
Interesting.
So I get on Xbox Live a couple days later and my inbox is full. Saw you on YouTube. So I ended up reaching out and figuring out the guy that uploaded the video. His name was Duranker. And I started talking to him and he's like, we're doing this new thing. We're doing pranks and we're talking trash on Halo. Come make these videos with us. And I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
So I was doing it for fun. And then all of a sudden it just turned into this, you know, crazy career.
When did it turn into Drama Alert?
I would say, I think it was the very end of 2012. My gaming trolling stuff was like done and over with. And
was it the same channel?
No, it was a different channel. YouTube shut down my channel.
Why? I know for the record, Keemstar has been shut down on YouTube so many times. He's not legally allowed to own Drama Alert.
No, I am now. I got cleared.
Oh, you got clearance?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Keemstar, who we all knew owned Drama Alert, now owns Drama Alert. That was like the biggest farce on YouTube of all time.
Yeah, it was rough. We had to play the game though there. But in February of 2016, I finally got cleared, but they basically said, we're not going to bring any of your old channels back. And I was like, just don't shut down my current ones.
Yeah.
But that's a whole nother story.
So why? Why were you so blacklisted by YouTube?
Well,
the fuck did you do?
So there was a period where I was done trolling. I was done making videos. And I teamed up with a guy that was coming out with this game called Fortress Craft.
Mm-hmm.
And it was brilliant because it was bringing Minecraft to the consoles before Minecraft was on Xbox, and it was just an indie game. And I knew this game was going to blow up. I knew it was going to be big because basically all the console YouTubers from the Call of Duty world started playing Minecraft, and their fan base play on Xboxes and PlayStations, right? So they've seen this Minecraft thing, but they're not PC gamers. Mm-hmm. So I knew this thing was going to take off, and I just started promoting it heavily, and it took off and made retarded money.
So wait, what was it you were doing on that channel?
What was I doing on the current channel?
Talking about the Minecraft on Xbox thing.
Yeah, I was just promoting this.
Oh, you were, okay.
I owned a percentage of it, and I was promoting this game heavily, right?
Okay.
So what happened is because this money was coming in, I was getting sick of doing the trolling stuff, and, you know, my life was kind of set. Like, this was life-changing money that
was coming in. Did you make that much money from that project that you're, like, good?
Yeah, I was
damn.
Yeah.
Because one of my questions for you is, how do you fucking afford all that shit?
What?
Because you were driving, like, fucking fancy-ass cars all the time. You got this big, beautiful house. I'm like, how this motherfucking G Fuel ass drinking fuck afford all this shit? Like, I know G Fuel doesn't pay that well. Goddamn.
They take care of me. They're good.
Well, I never see what that G Fuel has.
And it's a great energy drink. Check it out. Code Keem.
No, bleep that. Bleep that out.
He pitched me that one to knock it out of the park.
Bleep that out. Do not drink G Fuel.
So anyhow, to get into it, Microsoft pays quarterly, right? Mm. And we were supposed to get paid, and this is 2011, we were supposed to get paid in June, and the developer didn't fill out the paperwork in time to get paid. So I was down to, like, absolutely no money, expecting all this money coming in, and I had no money for 3 months, to the point where we were getting evicted from my apartment. Like, I had nothing, and I had life-changing money that was supposed to be there. So this guy ended up approaching me. He was like, listen, we have this YouTube network. We would like you to promote it and sponsor it. And basically, what we're going to partner anyone, because back at that time, you couldn't get partnered on YouTube. And they weren't partnering like gaming channels. Mm. And my fan base was all gaming channels. And they said, we'll partner anyone. And but we need from them a $50 deposit to make sure that they're not like uploading porn or stuff like that.
Oh, that's pretty bizarre.
Right. So I started—
A little scammy.
I thought it was fine. I didn't know. Like, I trusted this guy.
Okay, yeah.
And so I start promoting it. Well, it turns out that the guy didn't actually own the network. The guy was a kid from Hack Forms who hacked this partner network thing.
Huh.
Right. So it became this big ordeal, and they shut down my channel for it. And I'm like, oh, what do I do now? But later that year, the money came in, and I wanted to start new things and do new things. I did a podcast called The Bad Kid Cast with my buddy Only Use Me Blade. And
is that where you shoved a cake into the little kid's face?
Yes.
Is that what that's from?
Yes.
That clip.
I know it's a skit, but it looks too real,
dude.
Yeah, it's too real. There's this skit of Keem online taking a cake and shoving it into a kid's face.
It's ice cream.
And those tears, by the way, I know you say it's fake, but those tears were real. That kid was fucking traumatizing. Then it pans to Keem's face, cackling like a fucking maniac.
Here's the thing. A lot of people want to say, you know, Keem's so bad for letting this happen. No, you don't understand. Like, that kid's an amazing actor.
Well, that kid deserves
amazing.
An Emmy for that performance. Yeah, that's so anyway, you got banned for promoting this scam.
Yeah, pretty much. And I tried to explain it, and you know, I had some high power YouTubers talking to people, and they just weren't listening. And because of who I was and the trolling and stuff like that, there were a lot of people constantly notifying YouTube, here's his new channel, take it down. Mm. So I would build these channels that get 30,000 subs, get taken down. And eventually I teamed up with Freedom. You guys know them, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they went to YouTube and figured out a solution where I could just be on the channel, but technically not own it because it's not my name. And so that's how we did it for a while. But in 2014, Drumlert hit 100,000 subs four times, got shut down.
Are you serious?
Had to make a new 100,000 subs.
Wow.
Shut down.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Fuck, man. You didn't have it easy on that channel. It's actually remarkable that you did that
kept
channel.
Going.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, I had to create new channels. Like this Drumlert currently that's successful is probably about, I don't know, fifth, seventh Drumlert channel.
Yeah. Can I ask you to shit talk Ela?
No, I can't. She's too nice.
Can you shit talk my brother? Let's put your fucking shit talking skills to the test.
It's so much easier to do it online, not when they're like right there.
He's fine. He'll be fine. Let's see it. Let's put it to the test.
He does look like a Keebler elf though.
Fucking Keebler elf. Fucking ironic for you to call someone a fucking elf, you gnome. Should we have a shit talking battle? That's what you're all about, right?
No. Let's not.
Playground match. Playground match. IRL.
Let's not do that. I'll be all over Reddit. He said this. What?
That's you.
Yeah.
It seems lately your channel's a drum alert is on a downswing.
Yeah.
It's like you got hit really hard by Leafy and Pyro and iDubbbz and when everybody started slamming you.
Yeah.
And your channel didn't seem to really recover.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, Scarce, your counterpart and very talented newscaster, really took over, blowing up.
Well, I'm growing like 3 times faster than him, really? Sub-wise. Yeah, and I've been growing faster than him for months, ever since, you know, my name got cleared with the Leafy stuff. Mm-hmm. My channel's been growing much faster. But both of our channels as a whole have really died. I think whatever's going on YouTube has really stunted the growth. And what's unfortunate about it is I feel like my content now and my show format is the best it's ever been. And, you know, I'm not getting the views when I was not nearly as good.
Well, my question was going to ask, do you think it's YouTube or do you think just the drama genre as a whole is fading?
I think it's both because I'm taking a break from my channel right now because I don't care. Like when these stories come up and stuff's going on, like I don't care anymore. Like the drama is cool to pay attention to if you're interested in a story, but forcing that audience to listen to stories that they don't care about can get boring. And with me being the host, there's a lot of stories that come up that I don't care about.
Mm-hmm. But surely since the beginning nothing's changed really. This, you know, was it always like that for you? I mean, do you think that it has to do with the fact that you're making less money?
No. I was interested. Like, I was very, very much interested in whatever the story was, right? It was me figuring out what the truth was and then trying to figure out how to make it, like, super entertaining for the audience. But I think because it's been repetitive, you know, because it's the same people in
same
the news.
Yeah. Same when, over and over.
There was a story where Onision, you know, apparently chains his girlfriend in the basement or whatever. And normally I'd be jumping up and down. Ooh, this is a good one, right? I didn't care. I didn't care at all. Yeah. I've been kind of, well, I'm set. So like, I don't.
You say you're set. Yeah. How much money you got?
I'm not going to say how much
money
I got.
Just give me a ballpark. Like over $1 million in the bank?
I was smart. Yeah, I was
you
smart.
You have over $2 million in the bank? Just blink twice. Blink twice if yes. I'm really curious. Just give me a ballpark.
I was smart with my money. I invested
over $5 million?
I invested it.
Just turn your hat sideways if it's over $5 million.
What kind of investments?
Yeah, what do I do with my money, Keem? You seem to know what the fuck's
going on. Right now, I got a really interesting project going on. There's
over
this,
$5 million?
There's this game Rust, right?
Oh, you keep talking about Rust. Is this fucking serious?
There's a game Rust, and
you're
it's
trolling
been,
me, dude.
I'm not trolling.
Isn't Rust like a 10-year-old game?
No. Oh, it's came out in like 2011. So they've been working on it, and it's finally at the point where it's a really, really sound, good game. And so I've been working with
how much money you get on the ground floor?
To get well, it's just starting. You could do it
I'll
for
write a
free.
Check. How much?
You could do it for free.
Just tell me how much you need.
You could just get in right now.
How do I get in for free?
You just get in for free.
I just say, go play Rust, and then they write me a check?
No, what I'm doing right now is I am helping them develop their esports, right? Okay. And turning Rust into an esport. And I'm going to own a team that competes.
Oh, so you're just going to own a team. You're not going to have, equity in the game itself.
No, not equity in the game. But I'm going to own a team in the esports. Esports is big. That's where
esports is big.
That's where all the money is, really.
Esports seems to like wane and I used to play StarCraft 2 a lot, and the esports scene like fucking was huge, and then it like died. That's one of the problems with esports is that games come out of fashion.
Right.
It's like how the fuck do
it's
you
not like the NFL.
Go for, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. The game never changes. But in esports, every year it's a new game. It's like it's frustrating. It's hard to keep up. And after a certain amount of time, you got to stop caring about the game that's popular.
Right.
Like someone who played StarCraft 2 doesn't necessarily care about Overwatch, which is like the popular game now.
Right.
I think that's one of the big problems with esports.
Well, it might be a problem, but it's also an opportunity, right? So, you know, to get in CSGO and owning a team and owning an org and that in the early days, you're a millionaire now, you know?
That's true.
And this is a brand new esport that's just starting. So that's kind of where my passion is right now because I love the game.
Over 2 million? Blink twice. Shit, this guy's fucking loaded. I've seen your house. That's a good. I'm glad to know that you made your money other than YouTube, because I was like, what am I doing wrong? I'm not fucking. I don't have a Hummer and a goddamn mansion. So is this true? Did you used to own a pony named Thunder?
I did. How do you know this? This is creepy. What kind of research?
Dude.
I got to get your team on Drum Alert. What?
I didn't take you for a pony guy. Did you used to ride the pony as a young boy?
I was like 6 years old when we got the pony Thunder. It was black. He was old.
And you got him old.
Yeah, he was old. My parents got him for us to like ride around, and it was kind of cool.
Did you ride around on the pony?
Yeah, I did.
How did that shape who you are today?
What's that? Well, it didn't go so well. One time I was riding the pony, and it went underneath a weeping willow tree. And this bird, like, shit right in my head. And I was crying. I was hysterical. I mean, it was a very, very bad experience.
That's it? You just got That's all it took? Just a bird shit on your head? It's not even the pony's fault.
Well, I was afraid to ride the pony ever since because I thought, like—
Interesting. So you gave the fuck?
Thunder.
You gave Thunder a couple rides. You got shit on, and that was it.
Yeah.
Whatever happened with that pony?
I think it died, or we put it down. I can't remember.
Damn.
But, Where did you grow up?
I grew up on a farm. My dad owns a dairy farm. He milks cows and stuff. So I had a cool, growing up, you know?
That's cool.
That is interesting. What other fucking farm animals you got going on there?
We just have cows because it's a dairy cow or a dairy farm.
So it's like an actual dairy factory. There's like, how many cows he got?
Well, he only milks like 200.
He milks them? You say like he milks, does he milk them?
Well, he used to milk them when I was a kid, but now they have like machines and robots and, you know.
Damn, that's some salt of the earth shit. Your dad was fucking milking udders.
Yeah. Yeah.
He milked your ass. He milked you into who you are today.
Yeah, I did it.
I used to milk cows. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Used to feed the calves, had all different types of crazy, like, chores and stuff. That's why I ended up, like, working at the attorney's office, is because I grew up shoveling shit and doing all this stuff, and I was like, I want to be a businessman. I don't want to do this.
Yeah. Well, you continued shoveling shit, just metaphorically.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the nastiest thing that happened to you on that farm?
Probably the bird shitting on my head, to be honest.
How bad could that be? Was it a fucking monster shit? What was so bad? Did it get in your mouth? What happened?
If you think about it, like, I was six, so I was a little boy. You know, my head was much smaller. And, like, the area that it covered was, like, my whole face.
It's like a pie in the face.
And as soon as, like, I'm on this pony, like, you know, I'm a little boy. Like, how do I get off this thing? My mom finally gets me off, but my mom's just laughing hysterically. And it's like, this isn't funny. This is
I feel like we just got an insight into a really traumatic, formative memory.
Yeah. This is why I've went to war against everyone online, is because this of that is bird. It.
That's what I'm fucking, that bird, that pony. Your mom laughing in your face. I'm seeing that scene where you put the ice cream in the girl's face, and I'm seeing you.
That's
you
why I'm such an asshole on Twitter, is because what is the symbol for Twitter? The bird.
Fuck. Wow. This is like therapy. I think you have to pay me, dude, when we finish here. Yeah. Fucking cracking the case on this one.
Once again, thank you to Casper for sponsoring this episode. Casper sent us this mattress to try it out, and this thing is a dream. You take it out the box, you slam it on the bed, you put your head down, you're sleeping already. Their mattresses are obsessively engineered to be the best quality for the fairest price. The best part about Casper is that there's a 100-day trial period where you can return it if you don't like it at all, with free shipping in US and Canada. It's a risk-free purchase, guys. When you buy from Casper, you cut out the middleman, you avoid the showrooms, you get the best night's sleep at the best price. Go to casper.com/h3podcast, use the coupon code h3podcast, get $50 off your mattress, sleep like a dream. Terms and conditions apply.
As much friction and beef as we had, I appreciate you. And the fucking struggle you went through to be successful on YouTube was real. Mm-hmm. And as much of a douchebag as you are, self-admittedly, you're an entertaining guy. And YouTube certainly wouldn't be the same without you. So I appreciate you.
I appreciate that. That was very kind. Thanks.
Genuine. And check out Keem on Baited Podcast. He's doing his own podcast with Andy Milonakis and Anything for Views. You want to plug anything else?
That's pretty much it. Cool. You know?
How much money is shaved the beard off right now, Doug?
Ooh, that would be a lot.
We have a razor right here.
That would be a lot.
$100.
Probably like a $500. Quarter, like a quarter of a million.
Are you fucking serious?
It would be so much.
That much? I was like, I'll give you $1,000. I'll pay you $1,000 right now to shave your beard.
I'm overweight, so if the beard is gone, like just chins start coming, not, like Leafy should be here because I got a couple to spare. Like,
are you
start
fucking
popping up.
A quarter million? Is that the real answer?
I don't know.
Like, Ela, can we afford that? Do we have that in the budget?
Let me
quarter million.
Let me think about it. Like, what would I actually? I'm not going to do it no matter what. But what would I actually do?
$10,000.
No, I think
really
I
mean, just I think like $10,000.
I would honestly need more.
So you're worth like $5 million, right? All right. Thank you for joining us, dude. I appreciate you. Thanks for watching, guys. Make sure to follow us on iTunes, Google Play.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for watching.